TCS, we are live back on Planet FM, the Be About It show, and we have got a beautiful queen in the studio. I am super excited about this beautiful Wahine tour. We've got Christina Boribon. She's here to speak more about her beautiful self. She's originating from the beautiful country of Thailand, Laos, and also brought up in West Okalani. She's here to speak more about her being a mother, a boss queen. She runs Kelly Girls. She's also part of the CrossFit Fit Mamas. But this particular queen, you know, when we be about it, she defines be about it. And I'm just super blessed to have this queen in the studio to speak more about your mahi, my sister. So I'm going to shut it for a bit and I'm going to pass the mic over to you. Please introduce more about yourself, my sis, your beautiful work, everything that you do.
Hi guys, Christina here. So I'm a manager at Explosive Supplements, and I've been a part as well of creating a calisthenics community, especially for women. My journey did start in the gym, then I moved over to CrossFit at FitMums FitCom. So yeah, I've got three beautiful children. My eldest is autistic as well, ages 7, 5, and 4. And yeah, I'm a solo mother as well. And what inspired me to do what I really do is my children. You know, I was going through a rough patch in my life earlier, a couple of years ago, and my kids really inspired me just to be the best version of myself and just to become a better person. And to do that, I had to really get out of my comfort zone and, you know, do things that I would never do.
Yes, girl.
It is scary though. Like, you know, I always get a lot of anxiety, and I always think so many times before I do something, but I just pull myself together and just do what I have to do, and then afterwards it's fine. It's just all in your head. You just got to get past that.
I love that. Christina, thank you so much. She's just got like a full light of a story, but it doesn't stop there. You know, for me, when I connected with Christina, what really drew me was your intensity for life, sis. Like the way you're just like, girls, let's get it. Come on, let's do it. We are about it. And I love that. You know, you're just a you're a provider, but you give so much. Mm-hmm. And for those that aren't aware, Kelly's Sisters is a free calisthenics platform for women that, you know, really want to push themselves, work on fitness, and really build. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to start with that first, sis, before we get into the mommy talk and, you know, all of that. What really got you to bringing Kelly Sisters together, and like, what was the idea? Did you see like a fitness video or something like, damn, I want to do that? Or what's the inspiration?
So before it all started, I actually like saw a lot of like women doing calisthenics. I was watching it on Instagram, but
yes.
I ended up at CrossFit first, and it wasn't until when I was working with Explosive Supplements, we went to do a sampling at Anytime Fitness, and then I met DC and I did a video of him and he was doing some calisthenics. I'm like, I want to do that. You know, I want to do that. So he invited me to do a couple of sessions for free as well. So, I mean, why would I not want to? So after doing that, I just really enjoyed it. And, you know, we wanted to invite more women to join us. And as soon as we did a post, people just started turning up, and then we all came as a group. And what I love about the group as well is, you know, it's free. Some people are asking, oh, do we have to pay? It's like, yes. No.
Yeah.
All we do is just a bunch of us meeting up at a park and just training. And there's scaled versions as well. You don't have to do a pull-up, like a mean-ass pull-up. There's still scaled versions you can do of that. And that's what I love, at your own pace. And you can be yourself. You know, we're not going to judge you. If you can't do something, it's all right. You can do something else.
Yeah. I love that. And, you know, with that journey, sis, meeting different types of women, all talks of life that are coming through, and also for yourself, being a mother of three, like, that is top tier in my eyes, sis. And how do you, like, balance that for girls to be like, hey, you can still give time for yourself, you can do it, you can learn, like, a new skill to your body. What's your intake on that, sis?
I just believe it's important to take care of yourself, especially if you're a mother on your own and, you know, you have children, because if you don't take care of yourself, you know, how are you going to be in the right mindset to take care of your children? And for me, I had to really take care of myself to be able to take care of them. And I'm just really, really lucky to have support. You know, I've got my parents, I've got my friend Teresa. They always help watch my kids whenever I need to go and do these things. So I can still be a mum and I can still be myself at the same time. That's what I love, what I do.
I love it. And what has been some of the highlights creating, bringing this to life for Kelly Sisters? Because it's growing so much. A lot of the, you know, I'm new to it. And yeah. I think when people are aware of it, they're like, wow, what's this about? This is so cool. How has it been bringing calisthenics into the community as another way of exercise?
I feel like a lot of people get afraid, like when they see calisthenics, you know, everyone's doing like the whole bar muscle ups and stuff. There's more to it than just that, you know. And I love it because, like, I feel like at the moment with all the women that are doing it now, you see a lot of men do it, but not as many women. There are, but just not as many. But since we started the group, lots of women have been like messaging us wanting to join as well. And, you know, the Cali community is just getting bigger and bigger. You see so many groups. I even go to Hamilton to train with the Park Soldiers. You know, met some friends online and we just really click and we just love doing the same thing together. And that's what I love the most about it.
I love it, sis. You know, I feel like a lot of our girls, we sometimes just kind of like put doubt or we kind of like stop at certain, I don't know, barriers. Mm. And I feel like with you, Christina, you kind of just smashed that and you were just like, I'm not going to stop there. Like, you know, you have your child and just kind of get comfortable like, oh yeah, this is my life. Mm. But you kind of just, I ain't gonna stop there. I'm gonna do this. And what's your drive, my sis? Because I just, every time I run, I'm like, yes, I can do what Christina's doing. Give me probably 2 rounds. But with you, like, it's true inspiration. I do feel that when I'm around your vibes, sis. And where does that come from? Like, where does that originate from? Is that from like parents or your upbringing? How did that come into your life of like really going for it and not stopping at any, like, boundary?
Well, you know, my parents did have a hard when they lived over in Thailand and Laos. It wasn't easy over there, and coming here they had to really start from scratch and really build from the bottom all the way up. You know, watching my parents work really, really hard, it really encouraged me, like, you know, I want to work hard too.
Yes.
You know, I was quite rebellious as well, you know, especially when I was a teenager, so there were a lot of times where I disappointed them, and you know, I always felt disappointed myself. And you know, I just, as I grew older, became much more mature and went through more experiences in life. So, you know, more trauma came along with it. And I just had to really pull myself together as I grew up. And after having children, it just made me think, like, you know, I need to do something with my life. And I just have to keep moving. I find it hard to just sit there and just do nothing. Because then I just live in my head. Whereas if I keep on moving, like, things just flow with it. And
yeah.
Oh, I've just met so many inspiring people along the way as well, so that's helped a lot as well.
I love that. And speaking of your inspiring story, you know, being a mother, and I'll bring this back to motherhood, how has that shaped you, Christina, just to be who you are today? You know, you've mentioned having 3 kids and going through all of that, but what are some of the values that have, like, you know, that inspire you to just keep getting up, keep doing what you do, keep kind of acing at your goals? What have they taught you to kind of be who you are today?
It would really have to be, you know, just to be myself as well, be my true self. And, you know, I do make mistakes along the way, but I'm always learning. So always still learning, and just to keep being strong.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's important, you know, how we are as parents, because we're basically modeling our children, always watching, you know,
right,
the things we do, the things we say. So have to be really mindful of that, and it's really important how we take care of ourselves, because if you take care of yourselves and your children see that, they're going to want to do the same.
Oh, that is facts. And that's kind of one of the things that I really want to talk about as well, sis, is like taking care of you know, well-being, health is a big thing, sis. And, you know, you're with Fit Moms, you do Cali, you know, you're also doing beauty therapy. Like, you know, that's another thing. And this is what I mean. It's like there are so many layers and elements to Christina. So we kind of got the Cali sisters, Christina, but you also got layers to your story, sis. And what is it about, like, you know, you being of value? And I say that as a sister to sister, sis, because I'm just kind of like, sometimes with our well-being and taking care of oneself, it has a toll on all of us. And how did you manage to kind of, you know, look deeper, kind of like set some goals, kind of like, this is what I want to do. What was it for you in your journey, just kind of looking after yourself, I would say?
Well, I know, like, in high school, like, I did have trouble with my skin, so I started putting on makeup, and then, like, whenever we went out to places, my friends would be like, oh, can you do my makeup? You do it really, really nice.
Yes.
And then it came to a time where, oh, have you ever thought about doing a career in that? And, you know, so I went to beauty school and I did makeup and stuff. I think I did that for about over 8 years, so
yes.
There were, like, weddings and things that I did as well, and I really loved making people feel the best version of themselves, you know, like before you do a wedding, you get your makeup done, your hair done, you look beautiful. And it's not just making the person look beautiful, but it's the conversations that we have with our clients that really, you know, touch deep. So I've had a lot of, like, so many interactions with each of my clients, and everyone's got their own story. And during the time, and that's why I loved doing what I was doing. So, you know, makeup was like another thing, a whole other thing. And obviously that's when I switched over to doing fitness and all of that. It just kind of aligns with each other. But as much as I do like, you know, making myself feel better, I always felt more better with myself making others feel good about themselves. And it all started from my beauty side.
I love that. And, you know, with beauty, you know, sometimes we're so nonchalant with that word, like beauty, like, yeah, you do your good. But how important is it to, like, really love yourself, like Christina, you know, really take the time, do your hair, do your makeup, like, feel good. And sometimes I feel like with us girls, we're nonchalant with it, like, yeah, it's okay, I'll do fitness, I'll do that, but really taking the time, go get your nails done, you know, do lashes, do your hair. Like, for you, how do you see that with beauty? Like, is it priority, or is it like it's okay, or what's your take
for
on
me
that?
Personally, like, I think it's more important to take care of yourself within. It's more about how the things you do and what you, you know, just like from within, because looking good on the outside is one thing, but if you're not being a good person and doing things that are great from within, it's like,
oosh.
It's just putting on a mask. That's the thing about, you know, makeup and making your hair look nice. It's just putting on a mask, but really, like, it's more truly from within of what you do,
nice.
How you carry yourself every day.
Love that. And do you always bring that into whatever you're doing, sis? Is the beauty within shines on the outside, and that's kind of how you've gotten far with all of the mahi that you're doing in the community?
To be honest, most of the times, but there are days where, you know, I'm not 100% and I feel, you know, miserable, but then when I put on the makeup, it does make me feel a little bit better. But how I feel will, like, always be more than how I look.
I love that. And this is why conversations about being about it is literally that component of what you said. What you feel in the inside matters most of what you do on the outside. I wanted to tap into that, sis, because that's pretty much your persona, you know. I feel like that's deeper than how we see things here. And how important is it for you, Christina, and what you do out in the community for not just women, men, community, like even the young generation, to really look into what's within and really working on yourself as well? Sometimes we don't really do the mahi. Like, I remember we were having a conversation, one of the sisters, Marie, that comes to Kelly as well, and she was talking about doing the work. And what's your intake on actually doing the work? Like, I like hearing different views on looking after yourself from inside and outside, but what's your take on that?
I mean, you can do one thing, but it really shows. If you're not putting in the work, it really does show. You have to put in the work.
Yeah.
It means, you know, we're having to wake up early, having to prepare yourself. It's, you know, and in social media, there's a lot of things going around with that. You can make things look like, you know, you're doing so amazing, but there's a lot of things happening behind the scenes. Like, and as much as I do post, there is a lot happening behind there, and not everyone will see that, but I know everyone can relate on that.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're dropping some gems, because I feel like I said, there's different layers to you, and I feel with your story, it brings me to that question of, how do you stay, like, disciplined, and how do you keep your values? Like, what are some of the things that you do, being Christina, like timing, getting up early, or you got to manage kids? Because we don't really see the background of social media, like you mentioned, but what are some things or you could pass on to others that are listening right now?
It's more like understanding what your priorities are. And for me, my priorities first are my children. And obviously, I'm a manager at Exposure Supplements now. And that is like really important to me as well, because I'm looking after a company, you know. Mm. And it goes by, you know, taking care of the customers and the community around it as well. I think that's really, really important. Because if you don't know what your priorities are, you can't really... There's no plan in place. You're going to be messy.
So being organized is... and planning what you want to do, having that vision board for what you want to do. Is that something that you relate to and you kind of do for your everyday mahi?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah.
Love that. And we didn't even speak more on the supplements. Like, you're a manager there. What is this about? Please tell us about what this whole supplement business is all about.
So I was actually just working as a part-timer and, they offered me the position to do... manager role, and I literally just live around the corner from it, so it just worked perfectly. And you know, sometimes, you know, every day when I was going to work, I was just questioning where am I getting with this in life. But
right.
As I kept just showing up every day, things kept changing, but it was more for the positive things. And I mean, I wasn't even asking for it, but it just happened. It just happened naturally, and I'm just kind of going with the flow. But I love what I do. I really do love what I do, and the company really does look after you as well.
This for supplements, is that another way of looking after health? Like, I haven't really tapped into that side of supplements and what it does for women or even men or getting into health. What's that about?
I think supplements is definitely important. You know, we can get like our protein and stuff from food, but sometimes if you don't have enough of that, it's good to have supplements so it adds on to that. For sure. And there's so many things that are available at the moment, and it can cater to every person's needs.
I love it. Christina, I think it's so bomb. Yes, yes, yes. We've got Ceci in the studio doing some media for our Queen Christina. Every time I'm looking at your content, you're engaging with different types of people from all walks of life. You're sometimes in Hamilton, out west. You're up in Cornwall Park. You're in the gym. You're meeting. You're connecting. And your story, like, for me, looking into storytelling, it's the way you connect with people and how you connect through health and well-being. And being in different areas of Auckland, or what you're doing, what are some of the things that you find with women or people going through health, like, that they're trying to navigate or find themselves with?
I know that a lot of people are going through some trauma as well, and, you know, being in the same environment, it's like their own time where they can be themselves. Mm-hmm. And if you not haven't realized, like, every time you have a workout, you just feel amazing afterwards.
Right?
Yeah. Like,
right.
That's why I love training in the morning, because it sets me for the day.
Right.
Yeah, it sets me for the day. And yeah, I think it's really, really important to just keep moving.
I love that. Christina, I'm like getting to, this is what I love, because I'm learning from the guests, and I know your guests, your sister, you're part of the Kelly sisters and stuff, but I'm learning from what you're saying, because for me, like, when I see what you do and how you are so humble, like, this is humbling for me, because we see what you do with Kelly sisters, but we don't really see what's beyond that you do. And what are some of the goals, Christina, that you're wanting to smash out for 2026 with your journey going into four platforms, actually, that you're running and being a boss mama as well, that you're wanting to bring for 2026?
I think it's more, I do want to try and be more confident, because there are times, you know, before I do something, I still think about it. But it's more gathering the community, keep growing. I want the community to keep growing.
Ooh.
Yeah. I want to see more people do it.
Yes. And, you know, calisthenics as well. Just a little history about that, sis. How did that come into Aotearoa? Is that something that was in, like...
It's actually been around for a long time now. DC helped design some of the parks as well, so...
Wow, yeah. Man. Sis, only found out from you and the bro, DC. Like, shout out to you too.
That's his birthday too.
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh. Shout out to the brother, DC. Woo! Oh, we're going to do some posts. Because I can do some posts. But, you know, shout out to the calisthenics community and also to you, sis, because it's for free. You know, that's another thing that our people are unaware of, is Christina runs this alongside with the Bro DC as well. And there's like different groups that are now operating in Auckland, giving their time to work on the well-being and health and fitness, even crazy girls like myself coming to the class and, you know, trying it. trying something new. And what, you know, for Eustace, what do you want the community to take from, you know, the calisthenics workouts or the groups that you've created? What do you want them to kind of come to? Just a shout out to grow calisthenics in Aotearoa.
I think it's all about just getting out of your shell, like try something new. And, you know, once you do it, you're going to just, I reckon you're just going to love it and you're just going to want to keep doing it. And the thing about these groups is that you can just be yourself. You, there's no pressure. Like, you're not weightlifting or anything. It's all about using your body weight. And they're, like I said, scaled versions. It's at your own pace, at your own time. There's no rush at all. And at the end of the day, you're still learning something and you're still doing something for yourself. And you'll feel amazing and you'll meet amazing people.
Yes. And that's another thing is like, sorry, you bring what's that, the coach that she comes in on?
SK.
And you know what? I learned so much within that short period of time, Christina, of like the body, even the brother DC with what, like the most basic exercises are sometimes the most fulfilling. And you think you know your body, Aces. And I wanted to ask you that as well. Like, what kind of gets you into learning more about the body when it comes to calisthenics? Because I feel like, you know, when you go to the gym, you're kind of doing machinery and you're like, yes, squat, you're doing this. But with calisthenics, it's like really identifying different muscles around your body. And like, you think you've got a strong ass core, but you don't have a strong ass core. And you're kind of like, oh my gosh, I got to lift my body. Like, it's, you're learning. And has, how did, you know, you get into being an expert? I see you as an expert around that, because when I see you lifting, I'm like, damn, like, wow, make it look easy. But please tell us the discipline that goes into you being at the level that you are when it comes to calisthenics.
Yeah, so like, I'm still learning. I'm not a professional myself. But the thing is that just showing up and turning up and always learning something every time I'm at that lesson. And it just shows that, you know, I'm becoming stronger. It shows that I'm like actually learning how to do that movement. And you're also activating muscles that you never knew that you could use before.
Facts.
So that's Facts. why I keep showing up, because I'm always learning something.
And that quote as well, showing up, has that really helped you in everything that you do, or has that kind of been like a guide for you to show up for yourself, you know, show up regardless? Like, has that been a quote for you?
Oh, for sure. Like, before I go to a ward, I'm just like, show up, show up, show up. And, you know, as much as I'm tired, but once I get there, it's fine. It's just all in your head.
I love that, sis. And I'm inspired, because I really love that you and your team take the time to really look after what makes well-being, you know, become the norm. And I want to give you this opportunity as well to just acknowledge, give time to those that have really helped you in your journey, because you run four different pages. You're connecting with so many people, and you give so much time, Christina. That's another thing, like, you know, doing things for free, because not everyone likes to do it. And also running, you know, you're doing your mahi, so hey, fam, she's working as well, and she's also got the kids, and she's got, you know, she's giving time. Has that always been a value of you to give and also to share your talent?
Oh, for sure. I think, for sure. I love to help people, and I just love to help people. I've always been that kind of person. But with that, it also comes with people that do take advantage of me as well. But that's when, you know, you set the boundaries and stuff too. And, you know, the thing about me is that with all the things that I am doing, that does mean that I've got a lot of friend groups. And with having a lot of friend groups, it means that I can't always be there for everyone compared to as where I used to, you know. And I love from afar, and I can't always be there, and my true ones know that.
Oh my gosh, I needed to ask this soon. Girl talk, we're getting to girl talk. What's your advice, especially for our wahine out there? Because I see, this is where I'm learning from what you've experienced as well, Christina. How important is it to have a squad where you're really, they're looking after you, you know, they're looking after your well-being, but also it's a squad where it's healthy? What's your take on that, sis? Because I love, you're kind of like you're a sister girl, you know, you really do say what you say. What's your intake on that? Just for our listeners that might be tuning in, if you're in a squad and you ain't feeling good about it, what's your take on like really finding a squad that drives you to do what you do?
I think it's really important the kind of people that you do surround yourself around. And, you know, you'll realize that people do come in different seasons. So, you know, if I'm going to the gym, I'm going to be hanging around, you know, those kind of people. And it just, it depends where you are at in your life. You know, you can't always be there for everyone, but do take in mind like the kind of people that you do hang out with, because it will affect you mentally as well. You want to be around good people. You want to be around people who uplift you. You know, none of this envious, none of this jealousy. People who understand you, people who are doing good as well, because it will make you want to do good. It will help, you know, it will help you guys lift each other up.
I love that, sis, and this is why she is incredibly amazing. But before we get into sharing the amount of pages and also the amount of people she's been connecting with, Christina, please acknowledge those that have been on your way, but also for leave some gems for those that are tuning in as well. Anything you want to say?
FMFC, Fit Mums, Fitcom, that's where my journey kind of started. Before that, obviously, it wasn't the gym, but going there, you know, it's just, I was just training with women from the start. And, you know, all of us women are going through the same thing. So All of us just showing up and relating on so many things. You know, it was so good just going there, just to move.
Yes.
All moving together, creating like amazing friendships as well. And everyone's health journey is different. And I love seeing everyone's health journey. It's so inspiring. Like everyone's all going through different things. So, yeah, Brooke and COC are the owners of that.
Shout out. Beautiful people.
and for calisthenics, yeah, DC. He's definitely done a lot.
Happy
done
birthday,
a lot for
Brooke.
The community. Yeah. Happy birthday. So, yeah, and what I love about all these coaches as well is that they just keep on encouraging you. Like, they see more from you than what you see for yourself.
Yes.
And they believe in you as well, and that's what helps you to keep on going.
I love that. So much inspiration. And for those that are tuning in, it won't be the last time we're going to connect with our sister here. We're going to probably catch her when she's out in Mahi. We're going to do an interview right there to say, what are you doing? Show us this workout. How are we moving our bodies? But for those that are tuning in right now, she has got a Instagram page. Yes, we love Instagram. We love sis. Is Kelly on Facebook?
No,
not on Facebook. So we are only on Instagram. So that is Kelly Sisters NZ. That's Kelly Sisters NZ, and also Christina Beauty Therapy. Oh, I got to get myself into that as well. And Fit Mums, Fitcom _ Fit Mums. You can just click on Christina Boribon's page. Type this in right now. You're probably in your car. You're on your phone tuning in. One love. Type it in, Christina Boribon. She is doing the most, and you can see on the timeline her page. She's out and about doing her thing. My sister, thank you for taking the time to even come on here today, share your beautiful work. And I just can't wait for more. I can't wait for the next session. I can't wait to bring more sisters in to be connected and also get inspired so they can PM you if they want any questions, if they want to ask about Kelly Sisters, they can PM you.
Yeah, of course. Definitely.
Bomb. Message new fam. If you got any questions about what we spoke about today, even on our Be About a Show, even Planet FM, we can pass it on to the sister Christina, because this is another connection to the station. Coming up, we also got to speak more about what's happening with our community news. If you aren't aware, be aware. We've got a festival that's coming up on a Saturday. And also, massive shout out to the brother DC. He's probably tuning in right now. Bro, enjoy your birthday. Probably on the mountain running, I don't know, 6 kilometers or something, doing a thing. But a massive love to Kelly Sisters as well. Coming this Saturday, right, sis?
Yes.
9:30 a.m. down at Cornwall Park. Sis, 10 a.m. Oh my God, I got this.
So the time's
was early. Wow, so excited there. 10 a.m. But the sis will put up an update for this coming Saturday as well. So keep an eye out. Kelly Sisters NZ. That's us for this morning. I just feel good. You know, when you feel good, you look good. Just like what our sister Christina said. If you look good, you feel good. But if you're feeling good inside, then your afro will probably be popping out like ours. And Christina's got her Latina hair out as well. So better watch out for her pictures. It's coming on today. It is the Be About It Show. Have a beautiful day. And I'd like to dedicate this track. I love it. This is Callous, feature Andre, Millionaire, after my ad plays out. So fam, just hold on tight there. We've probably got another one. Okay, there we go. Have Have a beautiful day. Kakits.
From the city, so her got to be witty, witty. She said, him from the country, so him got to be funky, funky.